This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no E's dot com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
And now, Fred Durst with an important public service announcement about safe sex.
Don't get AIDS!
The more you know!
The UN radio show contains language that is deemed inappropriate for younger listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Another great clip brought to you by The Awful Show.
This is delicious. What is this morning treat?
Whoa, slow down there, little buddy. Nothing, horsey.
Hey, what the fuck is that?
Today we're trying something meatier. And crunchier. Something with nuts.
It's great. I'm really chomping at the bit over it. What's it called?
It's Tasty Nuts Breakfast Sausage.
Tasty Nuts Breakfast Sausage?
Yeah, it's made with real horse penis and chock full of nuts. For that fresh horse nutty goodness.
Wow, this sure is horse-tastic.
I thought you'd like it. Now get back to sucking.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Tasty Nuts Breakfast Sausage for breakfast, lunch, and a rimmer. Try some today. It's the morning meat you'll go nuts over. Each package is full of fresh horse nutty goodness. No longer will you have to eat those other nut-free horse penis sausages. Tasty Nuts Breakfast Sausage. Start your morning with a mouthful of nuts. Buy today at Safeway, Piggly Wiggly, Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Wise, Publix, Winn-Dixie, Fred's, Horse Shack, and other fine grocery stores.
For more, visit theawfulshow.com.
On radio show.
The cast of Sesame Street, in affiliation with the CDC, presents The Signs of Brain Cancer. Lethargy.
Paper.
Inability to process information.
One. Two.
Strange smells or sounds.
Elmo. Elmo smell ham.
Get ready for another edition of the radio show. We are now on the air.
We'll be right back.
was Alice Cooper. We already played him on the podcast before, but you know what? Why the hell not? Let's play him again. And welcome to episode number 39 of the UN Radio Show. I'm Travis Goss.
I'm Terry Schrum.
I'm Brian from the Out of Order Show.
Woohoo.
And I'm Martin from Bristol.
Hey, Martin from Bristol. We've had him on the Unlive edition of the show. It was great to have him back.
Which, by the way, did not receive an episode number.
Yeah, the unnumbered.
Well, I just thought it'd just be like a little side episode, but you know what?
Okay.
It's alright. Okay. No big deal. You might do another one in the future, who knows? Hopefully with a little more precipitation?
That was awful. Use your brellies around Travis, he slobbers.
Hopefully we'll get a little more participation from the audience next time.
What's that smell, Travis?
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh, fuck, I'm crying.
Holy Christ.
You'd think Marta was here.
You know shit.
What was that? The 1-800-LOSER hotline or something? She used to always.
Thank you for calling the rejection hotline.
God.
Yeah, rejection
hotline. My dog can't figure out what the hell I'm doing. She's panicking over here. Oh, get there. She's jumped on my lap now. She's so scared.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that was too good. Okay.
I was being funny without
even trying. I'm done now, I promise.
You told me you couldn't afford one of those.
What?
A rampant rabbit.
No, it's my dog, not me rabbit.
Oh, sorry. I just wondered why you were laughing so much.
I wouldn't be laughing without darling.
Okay, that made me feel a little weirded out, but okay. Oh shit, we're getting off at a good start here. I love it. Excuse me,
I need a drink now.
Me too.
I got a drink.
I got one now.
What you drinking, Terry?
Whiskey.
Of course.
Whiskey.
I'm making up for the last couple episodes. I haven't really done any belching, so there you go.
Well, you know, Martin doesn't know about that. Martin Travis likes to belch.
Yeah, I heard.
Because it's a podcast, and we can fucking do it. We can fucking belch, we can fart, we can do whatever we want on these podcasts. Because the FCC can't do shit, motherfuckers.
You could get banned in China.
Oh, big freaking whoop. Ooh.
You can get fried rice, too.
Hey, fried rice is good. I like fried rice.
Oh, I love chicken.
If you go to, like, a Chinese restaurant or something like that, you know.
Fried rice.
Fried rice is, like, a good thing to order because it's always good. Yes. Everybody makes good fried rice. It's a staple.
Oh, yeah. I like chicken fried rice and shrimp fried rice.
I like the sub-gum fried rice with all kinds of different stuff mixed into it.
I usually just have the white rice with kung pao shrimp.
That's
Sounds pretty tasty. Okay.
Now that we've all discussed, except Martin. Martin, what sort of Chinese food do you like?
Oh, well, I don't mind as long as it doesn't give me diarrhea.
Hey, I had that this past weekend. It was awesome.
Okay, TMI.
Felt good. Okay.
That's TMI. Let's move on.
Oh, but you'll laugh about whatever it was earlier now that I've forgotten.
Hell, I don't even know what it was.
Oh, yeah. It was about when I said, when you gotta go, you gotta
Martin
go.
Something Martin said.
Oh, okay.
No, it's something Martin. What did you say that I laughed about so hard?
Well, I don't think we ought to go over old ground again.
You just don't want me to burst into laughter again. That's what it is.
No, that's just a funny smell coming from Travis's end.
Oh my god, that's
And
great.
I said, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Mm. Yeah, well.
My cat is being a pain in the ass. Keeps jumping on the computer desk.
Take it for a meal down the local Chinese takeaway.
Okay, with that said, let's get into some news stories. Again, this week, I've got 5 stories. So, but you know, I'm going to let you guys choose. We're going to do this in your certain order. Okay. Berlin faces Santa shortage. Excuse me. Need a little more alcohol here. Excuse me.
Okay. Wait, Berlin faces what?
Santa shortage as Christmas nears.
Okay.
Man drives into subway tunnel by mistake. PETA mistakenly targets Alaska church. Man on trial for putting baby in freezer. And pair claim they got sauced over camera.
Sauced over what?
Camera.
A camera?
Yeah.
I have no clue in the world what that means.
Okay, I already previewed the story. It's about a digital camcorder. Or a digital camera.
Yeah, let's go with the, how about that church one?
You got
the, church one I'd, read about, but I hadn't, got completely into it before, so.
Okay. PETA mistakenly targets Alaska Church in Anchorage. The pastor of Anchorage First Free Methodist Church was mystified. Excuse me. Why was the activist group People for the Ethnic Treatment of Animals chastising him? No animals are harmed in the church's holiday nativity display. In fact, animals aren't used at all. People, however, do dress the parts. Mary, Joseph, the wise men, etc. The volunteers stand shivering at a manger on the church lawn in a silent tribute to Christmas. The Reverend Jason Armstrong was confused by an email this week from PETA, which admonished him for subjecting a little more sip of the alcohol.
That'll be sodium amatol.
Which admonished him for subjecting damn it, what the fuck is the matter with me today?
Beep! Replay.
Which admonished him for subjecting animals, to cruel treatment and danger by forcing them into roles in the church's annual manger scene. We've never had live animals, so I just figured this was some spam thing, Armstrong said. It's rough enough on us people standing out there in the cold, so we're definitely not using animals. Jackie I'll let
you're so good tonight, Travis.
Thank you. Last names are really fun to say. I'll spell it out for you. V-E-R-G-E-R-I-O.
Vergio.
Vergio. Thank you. Jackie Vergio, PETA's captive animals and entertainment specialist, said her organization tracks churches nationwide that use real animals and living nativity scenes. Seems the confusion started when the church's choice of phrase, PETA flagged Free Methodist Display as a living nativity, and indeed, that's how the church describes on its website. To PETA, that means animals. Those animals are subject to all sorts of terrible fates in some cases, Vergio said. Animals have been stolen and slaughtered. They've been, I'm not kidding here, they've been raped, they've escaped from the nativity scenes, and have been struck by cars and killed. Just really unfathomable things have happened to them. In a letter to Armstrong, Vergil shared some sad fates of previous nativity animals, like Bridie the donkey, snatched from a nativity scene in Virginia and beaten by 3 young men. Ernie the camel fled in Maryland but was struck and killed by a car. 2 sheep and a donkey had to be euthanized after a dog mauling at a manger scene in Virginia. Okay.
Well, I know the cure for that. You use a polar bear and a walrus. Shag that.
Oh my god. Oh boy. I don't know how to respond to that. That's just wow.
Okay then.
Okay. Next choice.
What, to shagging a polar bear and a walrus? You don't know how to respond to that? Did Martin catch you off guard there?
Yes, he did. I'm not going to lie. He did. He really
he did. All the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can see. You got him out in the crowd looking at the manger scene. All right. We're going to come back tonight. I got dibs on the walrus.
No, I wanted the walrus.
Now the polar bear.
Fuck no.
Walrus has had those whiskers, you know.
And, tickle, tickle.
Oh, that's why she wanted first dibs. Fuck.
Yeah. There's all kinds of fetishes out there, you know.
Oh, that's true. Speaking of fetish, it kind of reminds me. Ever heard of horseplay?
Horseplay.
I'm afraid of answering that because I've heard of something and I'm not sure if
I've heard of donkey shows, but never.
Clerks
never 2 horseplay.
Available tomorrow.
Yeah, Clerks 2. I was psyched when I saw that on Kevin Smith's MySpace page.
Wait, what are we talking about? What?
Okay, in Clerks 2, there's this scene involving a donkey. It's a donkey show of some sort.
All right, I'm downloading that at the moment.
But I think it was just some sort of a joke or something like that. I don't know, but it caused quite an uproar earlier this year when the movie was released. And I think it was what was that one movie critic's name? What the hell?
Well, since there's hundreds of movie critics.
The one that didn't die, or the one I can't remember.
The
there's
one
like
who stormed
Cecil
out.
And
the one who stormed out. Oh, I forgot his name. Ah, fuck it. Hell with it. Maybe we should sidetrack a little bit. We love the donkeys. They're cool. Okay, next story. Who wants it? We've got Berlin faces Santa shortage as Christmas nears. Man drives into subway tunnel by mistake. Man on trial for putting baby in freezer. And pair claim they got sauced over camera.
Let's hear how they got sauced over some camera.
Yeah. We'll take sauced over camera for 200, Travis.
And the answer is St. Louis. The Rittenbergs plan to shoot family movies with a new camcorder. They may have to settle with a family pasta dinner instead. The couple paid about $1,600 for a camcorder at a Best Buy store in the St. Louis suburb of Ellisville last week. They said when they opened the box, they found something that they hadn't pictured. A jar of classical pasta sauce where the camera should have been. The only thing I thought was, you've got to be kidding me, Melissa Rittenberg, 36, of the southeast Missouri town Perryville said. Also inside the box was a telephone cord and an electric outlet cover, all positioned in the box where the camera equipment should have been. So far, they're stuck with the spicy red pepper sauce, though a Best Buy manager said the company is working to resolve the matter. Here's the couple's side of the story. Rittenberg and her husband, Jim, 37, bought a camcorder for about $600 on November 19th at a Best Buy in Cape Girardeau, about 115 miles south of St. Louis. They wanted a camera with better picture quality, so Jim decided to exchange for the more expensive Sony camcorder. Because they were going to visit relatives for Thanksgiving, Jim made the exchange at the Best Buy store in Ellisville on Wednesday. When he opened the box at his parents' house, he found the jar of pasta sauce, which weighs about as much as electronic equipment, but no camcorder. Melissa Rittenberg said. When the couple tried to return it, they were told by Best Buy that the box had been sealed, so the swap couldn't have happened at the store. "We are not thieves," said Melissa Rittenberg, a school district speech pathologist. The couple filed a police report, and Ellisville police are investigating. The Rittenbergs have not heard back from Best Buy or Sony concerning if they will receive a replacement camera or a reimbursement. The Best Buy general manager in Ellisville, Wade Trapp, said a decision on how to resolve the problem has not been determined. San Diego-based Sony Electronics Incorporated said it had a record of the incident. The company said it had not fielded on any complaints about pasta sauce being discovered in place of cameras. Meanwhile, the Rittenbergs have what amounts to be a $1,600 jar of pasta sauce. Melissa Rittenberg advised customers to check inside the box before leaving stores. "You take it out of the store, it's yours," she said. "It could be an empty box. It could have a jar of sauce in it, like ours."
Okay, that's just weird.
It is.
You know, Best Buy, in their advertisements this year, they aren't printing Christmas in any of them.
Why not? They're trying to stay politically correct?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no Christmas in Best Buy Christmas ads, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you this, and I'm going to be horribly misquote it because it was full of big words, and you know, anything over one syllable I have problems with.
Well, go for something called paraphrasing. You should be doing just fine.
Well,
go,
yeah, but this one's kind of hard to paraphrase. I got a thing sent to me that said the U.S. government's book on political correctness is a delusional rendition of the politically correct way to instruct us on how you can correctly pick up a turd from the clean end.
Well, here's my stance on all things PC. I call things as I see it. Okay? I think being politically correct is just, well, more or less, there's no point in it. Okay? If people are offended by what you say, hey, they don't need to listen to you. I just call things as I see it.
They can just beat you to a pulp instead.
Well, you know what? If I'm going to be beaten up for exercising my First Amendment privilege, then you know what? I'm better than they are.
Until you're beaten to a pulp.
Yeah, until you have somebody kick the living shit out of you.
That's okay. That's what the law is for. You know what? Because that's assault. As long as I don't fight back, it's assault.
And as long as you can figure out who it was, that's the other big trick. Yeah, where you at, Martin?
Yeah.
I just wanted
still there?
To sleep.
Oh no, I'm still here. I'm just a bit. I'm being entertained.
Oh.
Oh, listen to you. You sound like you're all knowing there. in
so what is it like?
Scenario.
4 in the morning for Martin?
Yeah. Some. Oh.
No, it's about 3:11 in the morning.
That's about 3?
So,
and he has to work tomorrow morning.
Oh, what time?
Oh, I gotta be up about 6:30, I guess.
Holy Christ, dude, you're gonna be exhausted.
Oh, well.
Wow.
I got an easy job.
There you go.
He works for an insane man.
Eh?
Yeah, you work for an insane man.
Yeah, yeah.
That reminds me, how's Prince Charles doing?
Oh, God knows. Dozy twit.
Hey, is the princes or his sons are organizing like a tribute concert for Diana in Wembley Stadium again? Did you see that?
No.
I saw that.
Oh, I really must get a ticket.
In some news
thing. I'd rather have a jar of pasta sauce.
Yeah. You don't want to go see Sir Elton John play? Come on.
Oh, speaking of politically correct, he's another fudge packer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Him and George Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Except he's not passing out.
At least George Michael's really spunky, isn't he, you know?
He lives in Los Angeles.
Ask his boyfriend.
Well, so is Richard Simmons. Oh my God. Doesn't mean I like him.
Oh my God. You're not going to believe this. I know his boyfriend's name, and this is so scary. His name is Kenny, but his last name. Yeah, his name is Kenny. His last name is Goss. Oh, fuck.
Oh, some relation to you there.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
Why?
Because let's just say if those two got married, and let's just say if I was related to this dude, George Michael would be related to me. He'd be married into my family. Like, oh no, I don't want that. Simply because his music sucks.
Oh, come on. This music's decent.
It's not only his music that sucks.
I don't know, man. When he was singing Wake Me Up for Your Go-Go, I was hiding underneath the bed sheets.
Well, he was only about 15 then, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was way back when.
What were you doing under the bed sheets?
Yeah.
Hiding from the scary man.
Dreaming about Michael.
That's right. Fantasizing under there. With a jar of pasta sauce.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wishing he had a video cam.
Mom, this red goo smells funny.
Hey, you know what? I got a little little news story that's a little bit different.
Go for it.
In New York, there's an Episcopal priest named Timothy Holder who goes by the name Papa T. this is dead ass serious. He does a hip hop e-mass, yeah. And he has a hip hop prayer book, and he even has issued a music CD that came out this month, and it's Bible stories in street language. The 23rd Psalm starts off, "The Lord is all that I need for nothing. He allows me to chill."
That is so horrible.
There you go. Politically correct to the extreme.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's just...
Sounds like a child molester to me.
Yeah.
Papa T.
Yeah.
It's Papa T, baby.
It's Papa T, bitches. Praise the Lord.
Consecrated bitches.
All you crazy bitches in the Lord's His house, pray. Praise the Almighty. Jeezy.
Pray you don't have AIDS.
Pray for the children and pray for their asses.
Pray you are not pregnant.
That's just horrible. God. Oh my God.
Oh. I suppose to him, God's just one big motherfucker, I suppose.
Oh, God's a bad motherfucker.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Oh, jeez.
And you know what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah? He come down on their ass.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
Yeah, you know what? If my mom ever hears this, she's never going to speak to me again.
Yeah, you'll get smoked then.
Yeah.
And you know, my name is alone. Okay, moving on. Okay, we got three more stories here. Berlin faces Santa... that is a fucking tongue twister. Berlin faces Santa shortage on Christmas as Christmas nears. Man drives into subway tunnel by mistake. Excuse me. Man on trial for pig. Yeah.
Oh. Who was that?
That was Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. Man on trial for putting baby in freezer.
All right, let's hear the baby.
Okay.
No, you won't hear the baby anymore. It's frozen solid.
In Ottawa, a Canadian man who could not figure out how to deal...
What do you mean, Ottawa? You don't need to put the baby in the fridge in Ottawa. It's bloody freezing anyway. You just stick it out the door.
Good point.
Energy saving, you know? Save the planet.
Yeah, but, you know, if you got leftovers, you're not going to stick them outside to freeze, are you? Oh.
I know, because the polar bear will get them.
Exactly. That or the walrus.
From the nativity, yeah.
Yes. A Canadian man who could not figure out how to deal with his girlfriend's feverish 10-month-old daughter put the baby into a freezer to cool her down, a local newspaper reported on Friday. Derek Hardy faces charges of criminal negligence in assaulting the infant, who was rescued when her mother came home, the Charlottetown Guardian said. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation said the mother found the girl crammed into the freezer alongside ice cubes and hamburger meat. Oh boy. Hardy said he had left the door ajar, but the mother said it had been closed when she returned. He told a court in the eastern province of Prince Edward Island on Thursday the child had only been in the freezer for about 40 seconds. Hardy, 21, who admitted to police that he had no real parenting skills to deal with a sick child, said he had noticed the girl was very hot and put a cool cloth on her face, but it had no effect. He then carried the girl outside into the night air, but frustrated that this also did not work and worried she might drown if placed in a cold bath, he put the baby into a kitchen freezer. She was wearing only an undershirt. A local doctor said the mother had described her baby as crying, sobbing, and terrified. The child spent several days in hospital to recover from first and second degree freezer burns on her head and torso. Hardy has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The baby's grandmother now has custody of the girl. Oh, fuck.
Mm. How, you know, I'm sorry, 40 seconds and she's got freezer burns. I don't think so.
Well, it's only first and second degree.
It sounds like a case of pure abuse, doesn't it?
It does.
No,
she's crying, let me put her somewhere I can't hear her anymore.
Yeah. It's lucky, it could have been in the microwave, you know?
Oh my god.
All right, that's just sick, I'm sorry. That's very sick.
Yeah. Yeah, Travis, that's sick.
Yeah, Travis.
Yeah, that's sick. That's fucked up, Travis.
No, that's out of order. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you get that one thing I sent to you? Because I sent you two emails, actually three of them. But
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Got all that stuff.
Yeah, just
use. End up editing the one because I mean, I was offended by what he says. I mean, it's offensive as all get out.
Yeah, Michael Richards.
Like, I know who that is.
Yeah.
The guy, you don't know who he is? No. You ever watch Seinfeld?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Kramer.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know their names.
I used to watch that show sometimes.
I pay no attention to who stars are.
Anyways, go ahead, Brian. Continue.
No, but I mean, I was like really offended by just his. I couldn't believe that he fucking went off like that on
I know.
Someone. I mean,
what did he go
off
on?
It was just outright, extremely racist.
He said some.
You know, to start with, I mean. Yeah.
What happened was at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles, I think this was last week or 2 weeks ago, he was being heckled by two black audience members.
Right.
And they were just carrying on and on most of the evening, and he finally just snapped. And you can there's actually a YouTube video, but I actually captured the audio from it, and I used it in this bit that Brian and Andrew are going to use for their 25th episode of the Out of Order show. And he said some very vulgar things. But Brian, I only put like just a minute of the actual audio because the clip itself is like maybe 2.5 minutes long. But I thought I'd just give you like the really vulgar stuff that he said to better illustrate how pissed he was.
It's offensive.
It is.
I mean, it takes me quite a bit to be offended by something, and I was pretty offended by it.
Yeah. It takes me nothing at all. You guys offend me every time you open your mouth.
Ah, fuck off. We don't offend you at all.
Well, you fucking slut. No, I'm sorry.
that's because you're offensive.
Well, only when I lift my arms.
Raise your hands if you're sure. Well, anyway. But yeah, but he also has apologized. He was on the David Letterman show. Again, that's in the clip that I made for Brian and Andrea. And he has a lot of damage control now because he's got a lot of things he's going to have to endure in order to get over this. This is pretty big. This pretty much will have ruined his career.
Nah. It's not like Sinead O'Connor tearing up a picture of the Pope. I mean, if he would have said that about the Pope, extreme. It would have ruined his career.
That was extreme.
But, that was extreme? Tearing up a picture of the Pope?
Well, that's the only word I can really think of. I mean, it's blasphemy what she did.
Actually, it was, yes.
How is it blasphemy?
Dude, it was the Pope. You don't do
because
that.
The Pope but the Pope isn't God.
No.
Well, that would depend on who you talk to.
Exactly. I mean, that's was kind of her point, was, like, there's a lot of people that just don't understand, like, the power that the Catholic Church actually has. You know, I mean, a lot of people still figure, I mean, they just say, oh, it's the Pope, but they don't really think about... the Catholic Church is a pretty powerful organization.
Yes,
globally.
Yes, it is.
Globally. I mean,
I think it's one of the richest organizations in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. They need to make some changes because, you know, some of those kids... This is my biggest problem with, like, some... with Catholicism. That some of these priests are just using... are just taking these kids and... Oh, fuck, I don't know how to really say this. It's just...
You're talking about the perverts.
Yes. That's one thing that really bothers me about, like, priests and all that stuff that... in Catholicism, that they haven't done anything more for some of these little kids.
The present Pope used to advise people how to get away with it.
Yeah.
That's what a sick fucking organization it is.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a God, I wouldn't need an interface. I'd talk to God. I wouldn't talk to, you know, I wouldn't need somebody to talk to God for me. That's for fucking sure.
Exactly.
But that's what the priesthood is all about. It's about your interface between you and God, isn't it?
It is. It's set it all that way anyway. That's why for centuries, the priests did all of the services in Latin, even though nobody spoke Latin anymore. Hmm. It was so nobody else could know what he was saying.
Anyways, we sidetracked a little bit. Going back to Michael Richards. Yeah, that was the one thing I never in my life would expect to hear him say, was those really racial things. I mean, he really should have known better, but according to his publicist, he is undergoing anger management right now, which I think is a bunch
of
bullshit.
He's doing everything he possibly can to cover his ass, is what he's doing.
He's just like the character he plays in what's it called?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, come to think of it, there are no black people in that show, are there?
No, they're all Jewish.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd know better.
That's a good
point. There's some people that have been persecuted, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying everybody else in that show is racist, because I don't know. But it is funny how there are no black people in that show, isn't it? I mean, as much as people are with their political correctness, which seems to be today's theme.
You know, they never didn't have any black people on Friends.
That's true.
Maybe they didn't think they were your friends.
Good point. I'll be there for you. Okay, I'll do one more story here. It's between these two. Berlin faces Santa shortage as Christmas nears. Or man drives into subway tunnel by mistake.
Tunnel.
Yeah, tunnel.
Tunnel. In Lisbon, Portugal, a driver took a wrong turn and headed down a subway tunnel in Portugal's second largest city Monday. The driver, who was alone in his vehicle and was said to be in his 50s, veered down a ramp set aside for emergency vehicles during the morning commute in Porto. He then drove about 550 yards on the tracks, forcing operators to halt the trains in the tunnels. The company that runs the network said emergency services later towed the vehicle out of the tunnel. The company, Metropolitano do Porto, said it was investigating the incident. The Porto subway network carries more than 34 million passengers a year.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah.
Mind the gap.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy. Okay, that's all the news stories I have. So, yeah.
Cool. Oh, well, I wanted to hear about Terry's hot meal.
Oh, yeah. Hot meal.
Punch it in and hit the button and pop it out, baby.
Yeah. What do they call that? A protein surprise, isn't it?
Baby gravy, yeah.
Mount Spuge.
I like the baby gravy. I think we should go with that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man batter.
Man pudding.
Well, I've heard it called nut butter, too.
That is more like
nut butter. Nut butter, baby gravy, baby batter.
Baby pudding. Or man pudding, whatever you like.
I heard of something, I'm trying to remember what it used to. I heard it cold. No, I can't remember. Couldn't have been that good then.
Very good.
Size of protein injection. I can't think of anything else.
must have been a bad lay. Anyways, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't even get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry hasn't had a bad lay in a long time. Come on.
I know. Yes, I have.
Oh, man.
You're going to expose him on air now, then.
No. No, because even if it's a bad lay, there are times when you're desperate enough to want it around you. So you never know. Keep them in reserve, you know.
Oh, yeah. The backup cock. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's the pity fuck, isn't it? Because somebody's got to pity me.
Yeah. Mercy fuck. Yeah,
that's it.
Call it that too. Mercy fuck, pity fuck. I guess pity fuck works.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What?
All right. Good one.
That's nice and bubbly, huh?
It was very loud too.
What sort of beer is that?
Some fine Canadian Labatt Blue.
Labatt Blue.
Oh yeah. My God! I just found a very interesting news story.
Okay.
This is actually a story from 1992.
Ooh.
Daryl Malone, age 29, filed a sex discrimination complaint against his former employer, Northwest Nevada, Telco, in January, claiming he'd been repeatedly passed over for a promotion because he's a man. His former job was as Raven, who talks sexily to male callers on a 900 number.
Oh my God.
He says he was one of the company's most popular women. How's that for a story?
I'm uncomfortable now. Very uncomfortable.
Why uncomfortable, Travis?
I don't know. I feel like now I gotta go scrub myself with a Brillo pad.
No, he's uncomfortable because that made him get erotic. He's feeling erotic.
It's Yeah. Okay, now let me get this straight. It's a dude.
It's a dude.
On this phone sex line, posing as a woman.
As Raven, who talks sexily.
That's.
900 number.
That's sick. That's fucking gross. Ew.
And you like it. You
oh, jeez.
Like
if I want to. If it's supposed to be a woman named Raven, even though it's a character. If it's supposed to be some sort of a character.
You're hoping that you didn't dial that number?
No.
Travis, have you talked to Raven?
Yeah.
Well, we had a thing going, you know. But anyways, no, seriously. It's just. You know. Even if the woman, if it was a woman, if it's supposed to be a woman on these phone sex lines, even if they're fucking ugly, at least it's a woman. If she can talk sexy, right. Fine. But if it's a guy posing as a woman, you gotta be
Travis,
fucking kidding me.
Travis, if the point is to make baby gravy by yourself,
but
does
I
it
be
matter
to a woman?
If it's a woman or a man as long as you think it's a woman?
As long as you think it's a woman.
It's just nasty. Ew.
If you think it's a woman, who cares if it's a fucking polar bear?
I can tell if it's a man or a woman talking
to me. Polar bear cares.
Well, obviously, not, these people couldn't. He was the most popular woman there, he said.
They'll find anything to whack off to. Come on, those people are desperate. Jeez.
Oh, my God. You have never heard a voice and you weren't sure if it was a man or a woman?
I can tell totally.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a man.
Well, come on, Travis. If the guy can do the job, let him do the job. He's not coming around to suck your dick, is he?
It don't matter. It's still you.
No.
All right, Travis, what about this? What if it was a man reading an erotic story that you jerked off to while you were listening to it?
I wouldn't. Not even
really.
Close.
So if a guy's reading something out of one of these triple X rated super sex books,
I'll just say, you know what? You hand the book over to me. I'll read it. Don't recite anything.
You don't enjoy the Sextastic Tuesdays?
I don't care.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't care if Jack is fucking Diane in the ass. I want to read it myself. I don't need some other dude reading it to me.
You know, you don't enjoy the Sextastic Tuesdays on the Distorted View? You ever listen to that, Distorted View?
No,
You are a podcaster, and you've never listened to the Distorted View?
This is the first time I'm hearing about this podcast.
Fucking A, you need to go check out the Distorted View. Go check it out.
All right.
Write it on the back of your hand.
All right, I got a pen right here.
So you'll see it, like, later on when you're, like,
well,
checking off.
How's he gonna read it on the back of his hand? It'll be blurred.
Is he a good boy?
No, that's the palm of his hand where it would be blurred.
Oh, the palm of his hand.
Yeah, it's in the back of my hand.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yikes. Okay, moving on. Please say let's move on. Oh, I feel. I need to go scrub myself with an SOS pad now. That's just, I feel so violated. Okay, moving on. Okay.
Have we explored the male G-spot yet?
Oh, God. La, 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 la. I'm not listening.
What, Travis? Is that TMI for you now?
Totally. Okay, we've crossed the line. Okay, for you, we crossed the line at diarrhea. And now when it comes to me talking about male G-spots and men posing as women on these phone sex lines, we have crossed a line for me where I just go gross, ill, disgusting.
So, Travis, are you saying that talking about the male G-spot is taboo with you?
It's just something I don't feel comfortable talking about.
Not even with me, Travis.
If it was just you and I, maybe. Okay, that's a very small
if
maybe.
If I said, pretty please.
You had better be wearing that sexy red teddy for me to want to have a conversation with you about that.
Well, actually, I'm wearing me SpongeBob right now. So.
Okay, see, now we won't be able to talk about it. Because I would not be able to take you seriously, although I love SpongeBob. But the point still stands.
Yes, the point still stands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Martin and I were just talking about the thing earlier, weren't we, Martin?
What was that? Sorry, I nearly went then. What was it?
You and I were talking standing earlier, weren't we?
Oh, yes.
God, where's Marta when you need her? God. She'd be encouraging this, I betcha.
Oh, yeah. She'd be all about your male G-spot right about now.
Yes, she could.
Okay, in that case, yeah. I wish Ken was here. Oh, God, Ken, please. I wish you wouldn't have left.
Ken would be going, la, 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 la. I'm putting you guys on mute.
At least he'd be in my corner. Oh, well.
Hey, Travis, I could tell you some stories. I used to work in a sexually transmitted disease clinic.
Okay, this I sound interested about. Go ahead.
You are interested about it?
Go ahead, let's hear it.
No. I'll tell you another time because, I think you've had enough tonight.
All right.
He'll take it. He'll take all of it.
You wouldn't believe some of the things you have to do in those clinics.
All right. I'll take it like
do
a man.
Do tell now, Martin. I'll take working in a sexually transmitted clinic for 100.
And the answer is...
No. I'm too tired now.
Uh-huh.
What you say to a patient who's a sex addict?
What do you say to a patient who's a sex addict?
Yeah, I thought you were giving me the answer.
Oh, no.
I'm too tired.
You say we'll see you next week, Terry.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
God. Right. Brilliant. And true. I would not call myself an addict. Well, if you're an addict, yourself. It's a problem.
Yeah. Would you say you're predatory?
Yes, I would say that.
Yeah. You frighten the shit out of me.
I do not. Just wait till you come to Vegas, then I'll scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Martin's coming to Vegas to visit me, aren't you, Martin?
She keeps saying this, and I haven't said I'm coming, you know?
Oh.
But you are, aren't you, Martin?
No, that's when you caught
probably
me.
Gets...
You just caught me taking advantage of myself, and I said I'm coming.
Oh, dude.
Oh, God. Now, I don't even have to take that out of context when you said she caught you taking advantage of yourself. You said you're coming.
Oh, my God.
It's exactly
what were you guys doing on Skype before you picked us up, huh?
Oh, I'm sure that Martin was doing a little palm loving.
Oh. Boy, he calls it something. What? Polishing the rocket.
Yeah. Waxing the carrot.
Banging the bishop. Is it? Oh no, bashing the bishop. What is it, Martin? I get that one mixed.
Bashing the bishop.
Bashing the bishop. There you go.
Chopping the morning wood.
Choking the chicken.
Oh, well, if you're gonna go choking basic.
Well, what else do you call it? What else?
Let's see.
Well, you have to think about what it's called for women.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard rubbing the bean.
Flipping the switch.
Flipping the switch.
Okay, well, I've not actually heard either of those.
There's actually... Let me see. There was like a... Number.
I know what it's called. It's called "You're doing it wrong."
It's called "Get off." I'll do it myself.
It's 2 hours. I've gone numb.
Oh, God.
Hello, G spot.
Christ, if you can get your tongue around the G spot, whoa. That's the way around there.
You never know what a mad dog can reach.
Not unless you got your tongue on a pole.
Well, I'll tell you what, you come to Vegas and we'll find out.
Then this is where we bring in the cheesy porno music. Okay. Don't have a Fantabulous Five for this week because I couldn't think of anything. But...
You know, I can look one up now. I didn't know you didn't have one.
Okay. No, I'm sure you'll do that. But why you look for one?
Okay.
I have looked on the forums, and Marta has been posting quite a few things. And she has said that the reason, one reason why she hasn't been on the show is because, well, the microphone's broken. So I said to her that I could send her a headset that she could use, you know, as my gift to her so she can come back on the show.
No, you have to put your lips on the mic. Wrap them around the mic. That's it. And you don't talk, you just suck. Hmm. Okay, I'm sorry.
You got something called mic there.
Okay. But she hasn't responded back, but I am dead serious about giving her my headset because I don't use it. It's for the PC, and everybody knows I do the show on my Mac, so therefore it's useless. So I'm going to go ahead and send that to her as soon as she gives me the okay, because she has to send me...
Why is it useless? You have like some kind of proprietary plug-in on your...
No.
Mac for a microphone?
No, because the microphone is built inside the machine. So the headset, I tried the headset out on my Mac and it won't work. So, yeah, go figure. So I spent like $15 for something that doesn't work on my Mac. Will work on a PC though. I've tried it on my PC, it does work, but since I do the show on this thing, I don't need any use for it. Why are you laughing? What's funny?
No, sorry, I found a top 10 Thanksgiving list.
Well, we were a week late with that, but you know what? Why not? Let's set it up.
And now for something completely different.
The Un Radio Show presents...
Shout out to...
Un Radio's Fantabulous Five.
Excellent!
Okay, well, this is a top 10 again from one of my favorite sites on the web. www.cbs.com/late-night/late-show/top_10 by Dave Letterman. And these are the top 10 signs your family is nuts, as presented by Dr. Phil.
Oh, here we go.
And Dr. Phil is nuts.
Yeah, here we go. Bye. Number 10. 42. But your dad still makes you watch the parade on his shoulders. Oh, God. Can I face the other way? No, I'm sorry. I can't do this. No, wait. All right, number 9.
You're talking your dad.
There's my stepdad, what can I say? Number 9. All of Mum's recipes involve 1 part gin and 3 parts tonic. Number 8. Breaking the wishbone usually involves a trip to the hospital.
Wait, time out. I thought this was a list about Dr. Phil.
The top 10 signs your family is not nuts. Presented by...
Oh, presented by Dr. Phil. Okay, I misunderstood. Continue.
Okay, number 7. The Shiites next door ask you to keep fighting down.
Okay.
Number 6. You never had Thanksgiving with the family because you work at the Late Show.
Oh, jeez.
Number 5. You have to eat your dinner without utensils because everyone's on suicide watch.
Oh.
Number 4. In honor of the pilgrims, everyone gets scurvy. Number 3. The so-called turkey is wearing a dog collar.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh.
Number two, instead of spouses, each member brings an attorney. And the number one feature, your family is not as presented by Dr. Phil. You caught your wife giving thanks.
What? No, say that again, because you really cut out there.
Caught your wife giving thanks.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to go and strain the potatoes then, and I sort of... Were you talking about something there? I missed it. I think I'm glad I missed that one.
Yeah, I still couldn't catch it, but okay.
Oh, I still like number 10. You're 42, but your dad makes you watch the parade on his shoulders.
Yeah, he does. Oh, wait, did I say it out loud? Sorry.
All right, number 3, the so-called turkey is wearing a dull color.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite.
Anyway, borrowed from The Late Show with Dave Letterman, top 10 list from CBS.com.
Sweet. Okay. That was all fun and good. Woohoo.
You know, guys, I'm gonna have to disappear at this point, I think, because I'm pretty tired. I've got to be up for work in a couple of hours. And I'm going to be snoring soon if I stay online.
Well, you go to bed and lay your head on the pillows.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to be thinking about, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Raven. Oh, boy. Okay.
I'll catch you all another time, eh?
All right. Thank you very much, Martin. It was a pleasure having you on this week.
And thank you. Thank you.
Good night,
Martin.
Good night.
Good night. So, there he goes. Yeah. One other thing I like to mention here. Last Monday's episode, or excuse me, it's episode 351 of Pacific Coast Tellway. Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov said that he would try to have a podcaster, or maybe in a podcast show, be part of his feed for a day, and maybe be on Sirius Satellite Radio for a day. So I emailed him, and he hasn't responded back, but I hope he will let us do that. So that'd be kind of cool. I mean, just be on Sirius Stars for one day, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, it might not happen, but you know what? I'm not going to get my hopes up about it, because you know, you'll probably find someone that's even better. Actually, anybody would be better than us.
Hey, we're not that bad.
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. We're a good show. We do try to poke a lot of fun at different things that happen all around the world and stuff like that, but we just do it out of good fun. We seriously don't try to offend anybody around here. We don't. We just do it out of fun.
Except for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a concerted effort.
Yeah, we do rip into each other, you know, occasionally. But like I said, it's just for comedy purpose. We, you know, we're all good friends. That's what matters. At least that's how I feel. But yeah.
Oh, did you hear the crickets, sir?
Yes. You know, if we had Kai and Chris Conroy of Technical Difficulties, he probably would have supplied the crickets for us. We gotta get him back on the show sometime. He was cool. I was gonna mention something else, and I forgot. Ah, fuck it. It wasn't that important if I forgot. Okay, well, is there...
Oh, I'd like to mention to everybody that my computer is still broken.
So how are you managing to do the show if your computer's
still
broken?
I have a 5-year-old e-machine hooked up. I mean, here I have a dual core processor, 2-month-old computer, ordered it on the day it was released, and they have to come to my house and replace the fucking hard drive.
And they haven't got it yet?
No, because it took them a week to send me the discs. They did not send me the stupid CDs.
Oh, because there's a lot of stuff now where all that shit comes, like, on the hard drive. That
right,
comes with
right,
the
but they didn't send me the CDs to start with, so I had to wait a week for them to show up. And then I ended up having to do the restore destructive because the restore with backup didn't work. So I did restore destructive, and guess what? It didn't work either.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I still have nothing on my fucking computer. So then they call and tell, or so I call them and they say, oh, you're going to have to put that in a box and mail it to us. I said, no, hell, I don't think so. I mean, first you don't send me my fucking CDs, and now my two-month-old computer doesn't work. I tell you what, if you want it back, then I'm going to send all of it back to you in a box, and you can give me my fucking money back. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's when they suddenly discovered, oh, well, we can come and replace your hard drive. I said, well, yeah, you do that.
Yeah, get your asses over here. I'm waiting.
And he better be cute when he shows up.
Oh my god. This is a computer version of the Pizza Man.
We're talking a different hard drive there, yes. Terry. Yeah.
Well, I don't care as long as they place it where it belongs.
let's hope the guy doesn't have any software for his sake.
I hope he doesn't have a floppy.
And let's hope it's a massive hard drive. Okay.
Jeez. It's the... I want a big package installed.
Oh, boy.
I want some more RAM.
One-click shopping. Okay.
Lots and lots of RAM. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to tell him you want all the RAM you can get?
I want it installed pretty deep, too.
Yeah.
That's another one. Let's see. What? Can't think of anything. I just pretty much took all the good ones. Shit.
And believe me, if I'm not satisfied with the job he's done, he's going to reinstall.
Yeah.
Let's hope he has some virus protection, because you don't know where that hard drive's been.
And I don't want a cold starter either.
Cold boot.
That's it.
Yeah, I could see that not being all that fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
Yes.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yes. Jeez. Okay. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. Everybody's heard my complaint about the Rumor Girls podcast. Wait, now the shows are getting really short.
They put out a long one, didn't they?
No. They put one out that's like 8 minutes. Yeah, the new one is only 8 minutes.
Well, if they put them out on a more of a regular basis, have they been putting them out quicker, shorter, but more, so you get
out
the same amount of the girls same amount of content?
It just seems it's every week they've released a new episode every week, but it just seems like it's just getting shorter and shorter, and it's like it seems like you're getting a lot less to talk about. So I'm really getting disappointed here. So.
You might have to start your own Rumor Boys podcast then. Yeah.
Only if Franklin McMahon produces. Because I trust
him. I think that might be one of the things. Maybe he's just getting busy with a lot of different stuff. I mean, he's a busy guy.
That's true, too. I didn't know this, but he also had a podcast of his own called McMahon at the Movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that he had that one. I hadn't heard of the McMahon at the Movies. I know
this is what
he's got, like, the Media Artist Secrets.
Good
he's
show,
got
brother.
The Creative Cow.
Another good one.
What else?
Well, this is what Carla said. I guess it was her little title, but yeah, he used to review movies. I think it was a podcast he used to do, or he might have just done it for some other media outlet. But yeah, he used to review movies.
Well, I know that he used to review software. I mean, and still does. He's a he's a writer for some different tech.
Yeah.
Magazines and stuff, but
go look at the forums. Yeah, because I'm not going to be there very much.
Yeah, I've been there on and off. I don't know.
I used to visit their forums at least 5-6 times a day because I'm just curious what people would write and all that stuff. But now I'm just like.
It used to be a lot of fun if you had like people there all the time and stuff, but people aren't there all the time.
The Rumor Girl forums.
Oh, okay.
There used to be people there all the time, but there's not necessarily
people. There used to be people at the On Radio Show forums all the time. Now there's not.
That's
true. I've posted over there a little bit, but I just haven't posted a whole lot lately.
Yeah. Hey, time on a second, guys. How can I put myself on mute here?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
All right. Well, hell with it. Hang on a second. Just talking
about... What, you gotta go fart or something? Is that what you're doing? I think he's gonna go take a dump.
Yeah. Or else he's thinking about midgets again.
He's thinking about that man posing as Raven. And he's out
wondering if he's ever jerked off to a guy.
That's right. And secretly he's turned on by the idea.
Yeah. You know, I still haven't watched that Wind That Shakes the Barley or whatever movie. I downloaded it, but I haven't done like the whole
well, that's alright. It's like, not exactly what I call. Over. It's not exactly what I call a real thriller. It's just a very well-made movie that that's, you know, just lets people know how it was and why the Irish are the way they are. It's very well done, and it'll tell you a lot of the culture and why things are like hurling. You know, a lot of people have no idea what hurling is, and since it starts off with a really brilliant game of hurling, you get a good idea of it, stuff like that. Hurling is actually one of the very few games that is not professional. It is a gentleman's game, and it's an amateur game, and that's how we intentionally leave it. We don't want it to go professional.
Maybe
we're debating what you are doing, Travis.
Oh, now this had to go unplug the Christmas lights. Yes, my folks have decided to go ahead and put up Christmas decorations. And it's not even December yet.
Okay,
well, it's pretty damn close.
True.
But yeah.
I don't know. It's my biggest...
Pretty quick.
Hey, I live next door to what has now become the fucking North Pole.
Oh, no.
I am serious. Well, you walk out my door and you see strings of lights held up by little Santa Claus signs and candy canes and giant blow-up snowmen, giant blow-up reindeer and wreaths and little... It plays Jingle Bells all fucking day. You laugh, but I got it right next door. You come out my door and there it is.
That's why I'm laughing. It's because you're stuck with it next
door. No, I've got it for the next fucking month.
Well, you should see how my folks decorate the outside for Christmas. If you think that's bad, you should see what they do.
I'm sorry, I don't think you can be any worse than this.
Do they do the whole rock and roll light show like they had on the online thing last year?
I wish. That'd be kind of cool. Impress the fuck out of the neighbors, that's for sure. But no,
well, that's what we all want to do. You always want to impress the fuck out of the neighbors.
Yeah. And basically around here, we are kind of like the Griswolds. That's the mentality that we have. Rather, my mom and dad have with the decorations. I mean, they've got like lights on lights. That's how
lights
serious
on
it is.
Lights?
Yes. It's we have quite a bit of stuff. We even have these wooden cutouts.
You should take
of
a picture of it.
Well, I'm going to.
Use it for the artwork.
I will. Once
post
it's all finished.
Post a pic on the forum. That'd be good.
Now, once it's all finished, like they're still layering it.
Well, he has the icicle lights up, and he has a sign that in these lighted letters that says "Season Greetings," and he also has a yard card, which is basically like this 4-foot stand up.
Oh,
card.
I know the yard card. Yeah. I was looking at a house that was in a neighborhood that was called Christmas Card Lane. So I know all about the yard cards. Yeah.
So we have one of those.
That's the big thing.
Yeah, every year they come out with these new things for decorations. I think last year it was the snow globes, and this year it's those yard cards.
Yard cards are old school.
They are?
They are. Yeah, there's nothing new about a yard card. That's for sure. They've been around for a long time.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I did not know that. Okay. Well, scratch that, what I just said. Okay. Jeez. Now we really go all out for the holidays around here.
Do you have a live baby Jesus in a manger?
No, it's in the freezer.
Oh, what's that? I just got an email from PETA. Okay. Well, fuck you, PETA, you stupid motherfuckers. Send. Okay.
Okay, we're going to let you know when that was funny.
Okay, I'm not wanting it to be funny. Those PETA bastards are just that bastard, so they can go fuck themselves. And whoever's associated with them.
Beware the clit.
I am the master of the clit.
Oh my god, what is that film?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Have you not seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
No,
Terry?
I have not.
Oh, you gotta do yourself a favor.
You,
go you
see
gotta
it.
Go check
yeah.
it out.
Alright, yeah. I'll have to get that then. Yeah. I'll see if I can't. Well, once my computer's fixed, I'll download it off the internet.
Okay. Tort.
I watch all my movies that way now.
I can't BitTorrent because it makes the DSL it just makes a now I've got Noun Syndrome. That shit's contagious, I tell you. The
makes
router
it what?
The DSL router makes it crash whenever I try to BitTorrent stuff.
Makes your router crash?
Yeah, it just makes the whole thing freeze up. So I have to go
what
reset
kind of router
it.
You got?
It's one that's provided by the local phone company, if that's any kind of an indication.
Well, I tell them that you need to get a new one, because they give you a piece of shit if you're renting it from them. Are you renting it from them, or did you buy it?
We're renting it from them. So.
Yeah, I'd take it down there and just say that there's problems with it, and you need a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's crashing, I mean, either that
yeah,
or,
BitTorrent shouldn't
you know,
make anything crash.
Yeah, it shouldn't make anything crash. I mean, either that or,
I mean, it goes
you know,
freaking
you've got
slow
the whole
sometimes, but still.
Net neutrality thing, like, happening in your neck of the woods then.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, I mean, if that's the only other reason that that stuff would be crashing, either they've got you, either you have a, product that's busted or inferior, you know, or they're filtering your packets.
Filtering his packets, huh?
Yeah, you're getting your packets filtered and you didn't even know it. Aren't you lucky?
I saw that last weekend. That was really scary. Deliverance. Wow. Squeal like a big boy! Okay.
And did you?
Only
are we moving
if,
on again?
Only because Martin was around. Anyways.
he doesn't want to talk about the prostate, remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, is there any more needs to be shared and all that stuff? Anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Sharon is Karen.
Yeah.
What?
Sharon does Karen.
Sharing is Karen.
Sharing is Karen. Oh, yes.
I thought you said Sharon does Karen.
Ooh, I love. That's probably a porno movie from the 70s.
It could be something from, like, the new days. Although, like, porns today, like, just don't have the names of porns of yesterday. You know, I mean, they just don't.
Well, I think all the good porn good names name? Got used up. I don't know too many of them. What's a good porn name?
Well, they've had, like, good twists on regular films. Like, they had, like, Edward Penis Hands. You know, that was, like, a big one.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah, they've had all kinds of, like, good twists on names and stuff, but, you know, most of them just aren't. Well, these days you've got, like, so much amateur porn and stuff out there that, you know, they don't even deal with coming up with anything that's a fantastic name. They just stick it all together on a DVD and
like the Fantastic Foreplay.
There you go.
Oh, exactly. They don't even come up with names that are that good.
I got some porn.
And that was pretty bad, I have to say.
Yeah. You know, most of them, if they have, like, a decent name that they come up with, they just come out with, like, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, up through, like, 26 or 27.
Yeah, but we got
Their titles are, like, Lesbian Girls Doing It.
Or, I got a couple of porns right here that an ex-girlfriend bought for me. This is what she got me. Big Titty Slammers, number 3.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, big titty slammers.
Or how about lesbo sluts and heat? There you
Butterbags.
Butterbags.
You never saw Butterbags?
No.
Butterbags? Butterbags?
Butterbags.
Look, it makes you two laugh just to say it. Butterbags.
Butterbags.
Yeah, okay. I like, you know, nut sack better. Or nut butter.
Well, Butterbags is referring to a girl, so
yeah.
Is it really? What part of a girl is Butterbags?
Your Butterbags?
Yeah. Is that your
boobs? You don't know what your butter? Yeah. Your tits. Yeah, those are your Butterbags. Okay. Yeah.
I've never heard him called that, I'm sorry.
You never heard him called Butterbags?
No.
Yeah.
The Wobblies.
This is why I like this show, I get an education.
We like to entertain and inform.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've done enough damage for one episode, so let's just go ahead and kill this thing while it's still alive and twitching. Oh, Christ's sakes. I'm going to have fun editing this show, I'll tell you.
You can edit it?
Oh, I edit a lot of cool shows. All the episodes we've done, you know, I add things and stuff like that. I mean, you've heard what I've done.
Yeah.
He never takes nothing away. He just adds stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's go ahead. Kill it while it's live and twitching and all that good shit. I'd like to thank you, Brian from the Out of Order Show, and we can find your podcast at OOOshow.com. Go check it out. 25th episode. 25th episode coming out next week, I think.
Yeah, we're on the verge of 24 right now, and yeah, actually, we really hope we can get the 25th out soon, because right now we're waiting on recording the 24th. Andrea's on the road, and we're not exactly sure which day we're going to get to record the show. We're going to just kind of wing it, and we like to have a show out there for a week before we put up
the next one. I forgot I meant to berate you.
For what?
Naked chipmunk ass.
Oh, actually, the chipmunk still has its... He still has his tail. It just doesn't have any hair on it.
Right, so naked chipmunk ass.
Is that what you call it? Like, what did I call it?
I don't know what you called it. You said a better ass naked chipmunk, but I'm part little chipmunk.
Naked chipmunk
with,
butt?
With a naked ass now.
Serves that little fucker right. Chipmunk. I hate him. I can't believe that that cat hasn't. Worst cat ever. Worst hunter ever. The neighbor cat that sits there and sits by the hole of the chipmunk when the chipmunk is way off somewhere else. He still hasn't got that chipmunk. It's been over a month now, and that cat hasn't got the chipmunk. That cat sucks.
That Alvin is a clever motherfucker. Okay.
No, we were talking about, I've got a video blog.
Yeah, I
Terry saw my,
poor little naked chipmunk running around with his ass uncovered.
I hate that little fucker. He's my arch enemy. He's my arch enemy. I would shoot him with a shotgun if I could, like, shoot a shotgun in the city limits. Just blast him.
Get a pellet gun.
Well, still yet, I've got, like, my little old lady neighbor that, like, feeds every rodent for, like, 50 miles would, like, flip out if I shot it with a pellet gun. If she saw me, like, sitting there with a pellet gun to shoot the chipmunk. So, I'm just hoping that the lame cat, like, finally gets some skills and nabs it.
If it's not happened by now.
Well, either that or else I'm going to end up clubbing the little fucker one of the times when he climbs up in the gutter, since I know he doesn't go all the way up in the gutter anymore. He can't make it.
Well, you should just climb up on the roof and stand
over the
gutter.
You can't make it up the gutter.
No, you should just stand. No. Listen.
Why stand over it?
No, you go up on the roof with a firecracker. And when he climbs in the gutter on the bottom, you light the firecracker and drop it down.
That's not going to do anything except make him run out of the thing. See,
it'll
what the thing
is.
It'll
make him deaf and dazed, and then he'll stand still, and then the cat can get him.
But the cat is so stupid that this cat will be, like, over at the other... Okay, get this. The last time that I pulled one of the downspouts and the cat with the... Not the cat, but the chipmunk with the its bare ass was hanging out of the downspout. Before, up to that exact moment, the cat was over, like, 20 feet away... looking at the chipmunk hole, waiting for the stupid chipmunk to come out that wasn't even in its home. And I'm like, hey cat, chipmunk over here. And the cat fucking starts heading out of the yard because it's all scared of me. I'm like, dude, the chipmunk's right here. Come get him. He can't go up the thing. You know, he's just waiting until he thinks that I'm gone. Next time I see him, I'm just going to have a club.
Yes.
Outside, and I'm just gonna get Neanderthal on his ass and take him out. How's that, PETA?
Yeah, you kill that chipmunk and then send it to them without a return address. There you go.
Nah, I'd give him a proper burial. Oh, chipmunks are too big to flush.
That's very true. Unlike goldfish, chipmunks are very hard to flush down the toilet. Very true.
You know, when I was a kid, I had a goldfish that died, and when I got home from school, the goldfish, my mom had already taken care of it, and she said that she'd, like, put it out in the yard, and my sister and I honestly thought that she, like, gave it a nice proper burial, like, out in the yard somewhere, and we dug the shit out of the yard.
Oh my god.
We trying to dig up a dead goldfish.
Trying to find the goldfish, yeah.
What did you want to dig it up for?
Because we were like five. That's the only reason you need. You're five. You want to say goodbye to your goldfish.
So you try to dig it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Five.
Yeah, I got that.
You don't have to have a reason for things when you're five. You've been around five-year-olds, so it's like cool to like run and sing some song that the words don't even make sense to. They don't even have to be real words. You're five.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
I miss PN5.
I was gonna say the same thing, yes.
Mom making grilled cheese? Fuck yeah.
Playing Chutes and Ladders? Fuck yeah.
I never played Chutes and Ladder. Even at 5, I thought that game was gay.
Operation, though, that was a fun game.
Operation, now that's a game of skill.
It is.
Yeah, that's some skill. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They added a new piece to it. I forgot what it was, though. But last year, they added a new piece to the game.
That's blasphemy.
I know. It was something to do with his brain. I think it was like water in the brain or something like that. It was like a bucket. I can't remember what it is.
The water on the brain was there a long time ago.
I thought that was introduced last year because it was new.
No, water in the brain has been around for a long time. I remember water in the brain from like second grade, man. Second grade, playing that game.
Well, I don't know, because last year when I used to work at the old chicken place, they were having a drawing around Christmas time for that Operation board game, and I swear on a stack of 1,000 Bibles, it said, "New piece, water on the brain."
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that from, like, sudden death operation back in second grade. It has had water on the brain for a long time, I'm pretty sure. It's like a little bucket.
Yeah.
Maybe they had it, took it away, and then they put it back.
That could
be. It's possible.
That could be. Because probably it's just too difficult, and they probably had to redesign it or some shit like that. But who knows, that might be the case.
Who knows?
Anyways.
They were politically correct.
What?
I said they were being politically correct.
How can you be politically correct with Operation?
It could be.
I don't know. Just, you know.
Yeah. But anyways. Okay.
They were 5.
They're 5 when they came up with this really cool board game where you go to connect, or not connect. You go to get these pieces out without
touching. Connect 4.
That was cool too.
Fuck yeah. Connect 4 was like cool. I remember like on rain days when I was in school, you know, rain days you stay inside for recess, so you have to play the game. It's like,
oh yeah.
Connect 4 was something that there was like a line for playing Connect 4. You were having like Connect 4 tournaments.
Yes.
Yeah, that took some skill.
Right, I didn't have that when I was in school.
We had this. Checkers always ended up getting misplaced. Because we were 5.
We played checkers and we played chess and we played pickup sticks.
Pickup sticks?
Huh. Yes, a bunch of colored sticks you hold in your hand and then you drop them.
Yeah. And which they probably don't have anymore, Travis, because like they're afraid kids would poke their eyes out with it. Because they're 5.
Because they're 5, yeah.
Yeah. Although I still have both my eyes. Terry still has both of her eyes. Right, Terry?
Yes, I do. Very although nice you can only eyes. See one in the picture right now.
Very green and very rawr. I love Terry's green eyes. I could just stare at them all day. Anyway.
Well, I finally got my daughter's appointment. My optometrist. Ophthalmologist, sorry. I'm saying an ophthalmologist.
Well, you didn't say it better than Travis can.
I had laser surgery. And
oh, God.
I had LASIK surgery about a year ago. Has it been a year? No, it's been like almost 2 years now, I guess. But every year I have to have a checkup by a qualified doctor. Because if anything goes wrong with my vision, other than normal reading glasses needed now, then I get it done again for free, fixed.
Sweet!
Yeah, everybody that I've ever talked to that had the LASIK surgery said it was like the most awesome thing that they ever did in their entire life.
It was the best. It really was. I mean, my eyes were so bad. When I first went to get my American driver's license, you know, they're like, I had my glasses on and they said, can you take the test without your glasses? And I said, no. And they said, well, why don't you try? And I said, because I won't be able to. And they said, well, go ahead and try. Take your glasses off. So I took my glasses off and they said, all right, look into that machine. And I said, what machine? And they said, this one sitting here. And I said, I don't see a machine there. And they said, okay, put your glasses on. You're done.
Yeah.
No, everybody said that it's incredible. Like, you wake, like, they said the most amazing thing is being able to wake up in the morning and be able to see. Right off the bat.
It is fucking fantastic. My vision was 2600 or 2650. And now my eyes are 20/20. And I can shower and see what the hell I'm doing. I can bathe and see what the hell, you know, I can get in a pool and I can see for the first time when I'm swimming. It's incredible. But the best part is waking up and opening my eyes and I can just turn my head and look at the clock. That's the best.
You don't have to use that Braille one anymore?
I used to actually have to. I have a clock with a large display, and I used to actually have to grab it and put it up by my nose to see the letters.
Whoa.
And now I just open my eyes and look over at the clock, and I can see it. And I don't even have the large display anymore.
There you go.
Absolutely wonderful. Anyway.
I like to get that done, but yeah, that's a terribly expensive procedure, but someday.
Well, you know, I didn't pay for it.
There you go. Very funny. Okay, I get you. Okay, once again, I'm going to go ahead and decide. Let's end this. BrianOOShow.com. That's three O's. And Terry, again, it's always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
We're going to close the show tonight with a song by Jen Scaturo, and it's Broken in All the Right Places. And until you hear from us again, stay on tune. Thank you.
provided for this episode came from PodSafe Music Network and PodSafeAudio.com.